This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shout out to Ethan for winning this week's Booth Creek Wagyu. Again, best steaks in KC, now at two locations, 95th and Nall, 135th and Metcalf. Try next Thursday if you didn't win this Thursday, but shout out to Ethan for winning. Shout out to Vern, the hot stove tonight at 6 o'clock. Remember, he told us earlier this week on Monday that he wanted to talk to Caglione or George Brett about a conversation those two had, and Caglione continues to tease us all as he went yammers yesterday. Yardsky, so did Bobby Witt Jr. It was on TV, and I called it. Pat on the back, sitting there watching TV with the bud. Said, hey, watch Bobby Witt drill a home run in his first at bat. Fesco was there last night watching, so he's all in on the MVP candidate. Bobby Witt Jr.
Diligently reporting, giving us the hard news.
Yeah, he is. He'll be back Monday. Fesco will return from his spring break. We'll dive into all things Arizona. Bob said he saw a grown man over the age of 55 drinking out of a juice box. I said, let that man live, boy. Let him live his life. Don't forget, here on 96.5 The Fan, spring training coverage on 96.5 The Fan brought to you by Park & Go, KC's premier airport parking destination. Pay off your tees. Let's dive into the east side. We go to the east side, baby. You know, where Mac thinks every school is in March Madness. This is the Duke side of the bracket. They are the number one seed overall. As we have filled out each region, we've done the south, we've done the west. To give reference to the folks that missed earlier, they can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. Be sure to follow us on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter. Subscribe. That way it's at the top of your screen. You don't have to scroll. You can watch us there. Mac and myself, Dusty Likens here with you until 10 o'clock. Then Cody Gold and Drew take over. The drive from 2 to 6 with Carrington and Rob. And then again, Vern's Hot Stove at 6. And also, don't forget, March 28th, the day after opening day, we'll all be at Hollywood Casino. You ask yourself, why are you guys all going to Hollywood Casino? I'll tell you why. Because Michael Massey and Kyle Isbell will be with our very own Josh Vernier for the Royals Roundtable.
Oh, yeah.
Open forum question in the second half of that show from 6 to 7. You can ask them questions. You can ask us questions. You'll find Mac and I at either Baccarat table or Blackjack. Hoping to get that 9 in Baccarat. Bond. James Bond.
Or maybe Bob's going to teach us craps?
No.
No? Okay.
Nope. Bet the line.
Bet the gum line.
That's right. But yeah, Royals Roundtable, Friday, March 28th. Hollywood Casino, 6 to 7. Kyle Isbell, Michael Massey, Josh Vernier. That should be enough for you to go. Then you get to see all of us there as well. So you want to check that out. But the East region, Duke's winning their matchup. We can go ahead and go quickly. Duke wins that one, right?
Yeah, feel pretty good about that.
All right. The 8-9 matchup, and that is Mississippi State-Baylor. I'm taking Mississippi State.
SECOE.
Right. Okay. Sorry, Scott Drew. I don't know what comes quicker, his exit out of the tournament or him actually realizing that he has no hair.
You think his wife or someone's been like, hey.
Nope.
Oh, just not going to touch it?
Be you. What's that line the Gen Z loves? Do you, boo.
That's it.
There you go. So Mississippi State, I think they beat Baylor in that 8-9 matchup. We move on to the Oregon Ducks against Liberty. Liberty, 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 Liberty.
It's Biberty.
I got Oregon beating Liberty in that 5-12 matchup. I've already had my 12 upsets over fives. I think Oregon takes care of business. Oregon moves on.
Same here. Give me the Ducks.
Arizona and Akron, the only school that Mac knew geographically where they were listed. but I have Arizona. I think Arizona is a very, very dangerous four team. So give me Arizona in that matchup against Akron. I'll take Arizona in that matchup.
We're awash right now. Could get spicy here, though.
Yeah. BYU versus VCU. We heard Ron Slay earlier.
We did.
He said he could have VCU in the Final Four.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize that Shaka Smart is not coaching there anymore. BYU is good. BYU can run. BYU can shoot.
They can shoot.
They remind me a lot of Missouri at that sixth seed. Very similar in that regard, I think. BYU can score, so can Missouri. I think they can run with anybody. I think they're too much for VCU. I think BYU does win this matchup.
I'll go with Slay. Big play Slay. I'll follow him. VCU, the 11 seed, over BYU.
Okay. Wisconsin and Joe Montana play in the 3-14 matchup. You said Joe Montana, you crazy ass. Shout out Waterboy. I'm going to take Wisconsin this matchup. Too much. That's a 3-14 matchup. I don't see Wisconsin losing that game. They showed up really well in the Big East tournament. They're big. They're tall. I like that in the tournament. Early rounds, at least, you play a team like Montana. Had a good run in their year this year in their conference. They get the bid, the automatic. But again, it's too much. I think Maryland wins that game. Or Wisconsin. Wisconsin wins that game.
Yep, same here. I'll go with the Badgers on that one. One of the best March Madness teams in my memory was that Decker and Kaminsky Wisconsin team. That was funny.
Frank Kaminsky, one of the funniest photo still shots of all time, where he's leaning back and his eyes are rolled in the back of his head. Looks like he's been in the garage for about an hour.
Yes.
Frank Kaminsky, what a guy.
Yeah, I thought Sam Decker was going to be the truth in the league.
True story. I think Wisconsin played Kentucky in like 2013 in the tournament.
Okay.
My sociology professor at UCM was a Wisconsin grad, and I wrote on the top of my test that I figured I was going to get like a C in. Wisconsin wins against Kentucky and put like 77-71. I wasn't off by much. Wisconsin won. He circled it and gave me 10 bonus points to give me a B minus.
Let's go.
Sociology, baby. Sports can get you places.
Exactly.
It got me a B. So I'll take Wisconsin to lose. Or I'm sorry, I'll take the next matchup, which is St. Mary's Vanderbilt. I like Vandy.
Same.
SEC. Again, I think St. Mary's is good, but again, they only play against Gonzaga all year. They're on the West Coast, by the way.
West Coast, gotcha.
West Coast. They are west of the Mississippi. So I will take Vanderbilt with the upset as the 10-7 over St. Mary's. Give me Vandy over St. Mary's in that matchup.
I'm going to go against the SECOE mantra, and I'm going to take the West Coast team that is St. Mary's.
Okay, we go to one of the high-powered offenses in the tournament. Alabama plays Robert Morris. No need to discuss this one. Bama wins. They overpower them. I think you take the bet on this one, which will be Friday's game, I believe. No, they play today. Take the over. Take Alabama in the points and hammer it home. Alabama scores a lot. They could put up 90. That means the only team that means the team they play just has to put up 50 for the 140 cover. Give me Bama.
One of the scariest players in the tournament, one of the clutchest players in the tournament. He does not fear the moment. Mark Sears gives me nightmares as a Tennessee fan. He's not losing to Robert Morris.
Okay. We go from the bottom up. We get a dynamite Vandy Bama matchup. Our tail of the tape. Give me Bama. The offense is still too powerful. I got Bama beating Vanderbilt in that matchup, and that would be a 2-10. That's a great matchup for Alabama. They played him before, obviously, twice. Bama's still too explosive. I got Bama going to the Sweet 16.
Same here. I got him beating St. Mary's, but yeah, same here. Bama-Vandy would be fun, though. I honestly would root for that matchup, an SEC team, SEC matchup. They'd be familiar with each other.
We get to the next matchup, which is BYU versus Wisconsin. For me, at least, I have BYU beating Wisconsin, going to the Sweet 16 and playing Alabama in that Sweet 16 matchup, which will be absolute bonkers and fireworks.
Slay invigorated me, man. Let's go VCU, number 11. I think I know where they're at, too. I could tell you where they're at geographically.
Virginia Commonwealth?
I think so. Give me VCU versus Alabama in the Sweet 16. I think we've got the same second round up at the top of the East with Oregon taking on Arizona.
Okay.
Who do you got? Oregon, Arizona up there.
Yeah, I'm going to take Zona. I'm going to take Zona over Oregon. I think Zona is a good four seed. I think four seeds could get to Sweet 16s. I think they should get to the Sweet 16. I have Zona going to the Sweet 16 and playing the winner of Duke Mississippi State, which I have Duke winning that game for a Sweet 16 showdown of Duke versus Zona.
Same here. And now who do you got versus them?
I've got Duke winning.
Okay.
I've got Duke going to the Final Four. So, spoiler alert. But I do have Duke getting to the Elite Eight and beating Arizona in that Sweet 16 matchup.
Got Arizona getting the better of Duke there. I think I'm scared of teams that not only have one player being their best player as a freshman, but their two best players being freshmen.
Yeah.
Just scary in a tournament. I'm going to go with the seniority on that side. Give me Arizona.
That brings us to our matchup. I have BYU versus Bama. Again, I like BYU. I like Bama. But I like BYU beating Alabama in the Sweet 16 and playing Duke in the battle of the white dudes in the Elite Eight, Duke versus BYU.
That is. Oh, that would be fantastic. I've got Bama VCU. I am going to go with Bama taking on Arizona. So we have a completely different Elite Eight there over here in the East.
Yeah. So Duke plays BYU in the Elite Eight, and Duke wins and goes to the Final Four. John Shire, who is a dog.
He is.
D-A-W-G dog, John Shire, getting out of the shadows of Coach K once and for all, and takes his Duke Blue Devils to the Final Four.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
For beating BYU to get there.
The Tide roll to the Final Four, beating Arizona.
SECOE.
SECOE.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.